Now, a week later, the disciples were again inside. They were back inside. These people who followed Jesus, watched him raise someone from the dead, watched him walk on water, were once again inside, cowering in fear. Thomas wasn't there the week before. They had all seen Jesus risen from the dead, and they're still inside. Obviously, as we know, waiting for the great gift of Pentecost, but still inside with the door locked and in fear. Very often we can say to ourselves in our unbelief, right? Well, if I just had X, Y, or Z happen in my life, or if I just saw this, then faith would not be a problem for me. If I just, you know, saw him do this in my life, then I'd believe 100%. Peter, James, and John, where did they go? They went up the mountain with him at the Transfiguration on Mount Tabor, and they saw him what? Transfigured in all his glory, conversing with Moses and Elijah. Peter still denied him 3 times. Friends, Thomas often gets a bad rap. They call him Doubting Thomas, right? I would suggest to you we call him Realistic Thomas, because he struggles with the same things that you and I do at times. Unless I can see him work in my life, unless he can show me these wounds and these areas where it's broken, I will not believe. And that's the ultimatum that he gives. I will not believe unless I see these. And what does Jesus do? He walks right into their inwardness, the ways in which they're turned in, hiding, cowering away, and he presents himself in all of his vulnerability and says, Thomas, do not be unbelieving, but believe. Note this, the resurrected Jesus Christ, a beautiful image we have over the crucifix. The resurrected Jesus Christ comes back with what? The marks are still there. Very often our idea of Jesus intervening in our life and saving us or helping us is wiping everything away. But Jesus, even after the resurrection, still has the wounds of Good Friday. But now they don't pin him to a cross. They have no power over him. But now they're glorified. The wounded healer. Friends, the wounds in your life, the ways in which you're hurt, I'm hurt. The God that you and I believe in is not one of just kind of canceling out what's happened, but rather he's a redeemer. To redeem something is entirely different. He takes all of that brokenness, all of our human dysfunction, and lifts it up, redeems it, baptizes it, and gives it meaning. There is nothing in our human condition, nothing in our human fragmentedness or brokenness that is outside of the purview of God's providence and redemption. So the challenge for you and I on this feast day of St. Thomas, tomorrow as we celebrate the great gift of freedom in this country on July 4th, I would suggest this is the challenge. What are the wounds? What are the pierced sides that we have that we still are not willing to allow Jesus to touch? Yes, he allowed Thomas to touch his. But what are the wounds in our lives where Jesus is saying, I want to give you true freedom. I want to redeem this. I want to redeem this. And we keep holding back. Just like Thomas, I pray that each of us has the courage in our hearts when we come before the Lord to lay everything there, all the wounds, all the ways in which we're broken, and say those beautiful words that St. Thomas, Realistic Thomas, not Doubting Thomas, Realistic Thomas gave us, my Lord and my God.